where should a founder look to incorporate their company, geographically speaking? Should it be India, US, Singapore? These are some of the more common options.
Yeah, and it's become quite messy actually, Saloni, because the Singapore became a place to incorporate for a period of time. These places come with a lot of overheads of corporate governance. But at the same time, if you want to be catering to an overseas market, it might be easier. Sometimes for investors, these jurisdictions are more friendly. So at least the rule of thumb I have come up with is don't focus on which market you need to incorporate in. Focus on which do you see as your first market, the GTM.
Yeah.
And focus on which do you see as your largest market. Your GTM and your first market is where your employees and all of that development might happen. So you absolutely need to have an office there. But if your largest market is somewhere else, your largest investors may come from that market. And if the largest investors are going to come from that market, maybe you should incorporate there. So one could argue a company that wants to start out in India with a development center and the founders here but want to move to the US long term,
yeah,
should incorporate in the US and office will be in India, right? Flip side is a company based out of Singapore whose largest market is in India. I don't think they get any advantage of being in Singapore. They should be here, and unless they want to be in Southeast Asia. So that's how I think about it. First market and largest market likely should be incorporated in the largest market.
Got it.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.